Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really, really healthy and darn sexy people. Boy, do I have some information for you today. OMG. It's just rolling in after Creation Station. Dear goodness gracious. First of all, I hope you all saw my email. We've launched the program with Jennifer McLean. We're launching it with a lot of freebies, ebooks that you can download, and Q&A sessions. You are going to want to do this. It puts everything together for you. So make sure you look for that. Awesome Magical Creation is the name of it. And next webinar will be July 26th. And it's entitled Being the One Energy. We're going to delve into a lot of information and awareness you need to expand exponentially and create more powerfully. You know, there are definite mindsets, guys, which must be redirected and understandings you must be aware of to manifest this expanded state. So I hope you will join me on July 26th while me and the channel go to it for you. All right, so I told you I'd get some reaction from some of the stuff I said last show, which is great. I'm glad everybody's involved. That is better than not being involved at all or being lackadaisical about what's going on. So I got an email from one of our listeners who took a little, he has a whole different take on Mr. Trump than the channel does. Now, guys, you know, my intention is to only bring forward what the channel says. I have no business bringing forward my personal feelings into what I am teaching you about the universe. Okay, so part of this email included a man of the cloth speaking about Donald Trump leading us back to God. And I've heard this before. I think it's interesting that a man of God that never goes to church. Oh, the channel saying, shut up, that's you, that's not us. Okay, never mind. This is what the channel brought in that were the highest things to get, which I responded to the email with. Creating laws, changes, and rules that do not represent the majority of the people in the country, do not serve the laws the country was created under, get this, which were channeled by God. So, yes, this country is based on information, guidance that was channeled to the creators of our country through God. Now, that brings up, who's God? Well, God is energy, right? God is all energy. We learned in Creation Station that the highest word for God and everything is energy. That's a word that people don't go into reaction about. Okay, so the energy of the universe, those are the highest words, yes. Please, those of you that test with me, because, you know, like you saw in Creation Station, when we sit down and really have a discussion, then the really highest things come on. Okay, so this, the information regarding how our country was founded was channeled from the energy of the universe. Anything that goes against love is not leading anyone back to God. They've talked to that about that numerous times. Anything that takes away the choice to be the God or creator of the self is not representing God's true message, the energy's true message, which is love. Without choice, creation is limited, and that's why we were given free will, so that we literally could learn to create with energy. We must trust the power of the God we are and know we are safe to powerfully express our individualization of that, which obviously is being threatened right now. According to my channel, this person sent me a video of this priest talking about the Hermit of Laredo. According to my channel, the Hermit of Laredo got the information, but not the highest understanding, which is, Trump is bringing us back to God by showing us what happens when we abandoned his true message of love and peace. So, there I give you, and all of this would not have come through if this member of our community did not come forward asking about it, challenging it. So, I thank you for bringing this forward and bringing the highest information forward. As we saw in Creation Station, when we discuss, we get to the highest things. Another member of the community was bringing forward some information from Jay-Z Knight. Now, you know, the White Book by Jay-Z Knight is one of what I call my Bibles. However, a lot of information that comes from Jay-Z comes from her and not the channel. That's a true statement, yes. And the part that is being referred to in this email, and that's why you always begin with, and whenever I do a private, we are directing ourselves to bring in the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. That's where a lot of psychics and channels fall out, is they grab a piece of information from the energy and they don't understand then really what the highest understanding is. So I have two new claims for you. One is I am completed. We've talked about this. It's come in before. It's very important right now. Yes, stay on your journey. Yes, stay learning. Yes, stay expanding and define yourself as completed while you're doing that. And this one, I want everybody to stop what you're doing. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. And picture the light of you within you. That's what you are, is light. And we are coming together to claim my light is in balance with the electrical universe. Invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. I don't know about you guys, but when I claim that, I can feel it all the way through my body. Okay, that's some pretty great, awesome information. Can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. Please have your question ready. And we're going to start with Paul in Toronto. Dude, where have you been?
creating. Hi. I missed you,
Hi.
Too.
I
have been listening. I haven't been calling in, but I have been listening. So are you there?
I'm here, sweetheart. I'm here. I'm
okay.
With you.
I want to ask Channel a real estate question, and I know that from what you've talked about, there's a deeper question about coming home to knowing, coming home to home, knowing that as we create home, we're seeing that we're already home. So that being said, I want to ask, we're preparing the cottage here to sell and get a house which is better for four seasons, and my question is about the timing of it. The market has kind of exploded, hit a peak, and it's changing with interest rates here in Canada. Is there any information on, you know, when to sell here and then when to buy? Is it
okay.
This year? Is it next spring?
Okay. So the channel wants to address timing, period, because I get this even from other healers. That I work with. Well, you know, the timing just isn't right. You make your timing, guys. There's no such thing as, well, it'll come when it's supposed to come. You create you being in alignment with the correct timing, and then everything unfolds easily. Okay. That being said, there's one thing, Paul, you need to get into alignment, which means to be in harmony with within yourself around creating the correct timing. Because when you're in alignment, guys, with creating the correct timing, you create the correct timing always for anything. So we're going to this page. Of course not. We're going to the other page. This page here. Okay. They're taking me to the core belief, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And it's in regards to yourself, Paul, that you want to take time with yourself. To create within yourself everything you want. So let me ask you, how much time each day, honestly, do you spend within yourself creating what you want? Are you there?
Yeah. Some of my day, yeah. All of my day, no.
Well, but what I mean, asking you is
internally coming into alignment and creating and feeling it and feeling the love into it and creating
yeah.
from there outwards.
Do you intentionally do that daily? Because I'm getting.
I could do
Paul.
It. I could do it more.
Okay.
I could do it more.
Okay, so that means no. And probably most of the people that I ask in the community, maybe half the channel saying, don't. So, guys, back to what they just had you do. Your light is what creates everything. You've got to create it within you to be in harmony with the creation of it in you. And then things just manifest for you. It's your greatest challenge, Paul, since I've worked with you. It's your greatest challenge that you keep looking out into the world to see from a mental perspective, well, gosh, what's my best choice here? What's the safest choice? What should I do? What makes more sense to my mental mind? And that's not where you're going to create it, baby. So I would start doing the 10-minute breathing exercise. Guys, nobody could be busier than me. Nobody. There's not a day that passes that I do not start or sometime during the day. Usually it's before I even leave my room. And I connect with my light and I state my claims, which are a direction to all energy around what I am choosing to create in that moment, in that day. And whatever I create in that moment and in that day shows up a month, 2 months, 3 months. Do you understand? You're creating your future in this moment right now. In this moment. And the more you use your light, remember the first message I got when the channel came in was use the light within you to heal yourself. So, once you get that into alignment, Paul, and the highest phrase is, I am creating divine timing around everything I want. I am creating divine timing around everything I want. Then go to your heart and you will know. See, we're so led by the news and all. My daughter, as a lot of you know, she got engaged. Yay! They got engaged in Italy. And she's in London right now. And I said, oh, my God, are you hearing anything about the flights? Because I leave for London on Thursday. She said, Mom, don't buy into all the news. Tay didn't even have a reservation and went to the airport and got on a direct flight to Baltimore. So, you know, again, if we buy into all that, we leave the light of us and the power that we have in our own creation, Paul. Okay? So start there. Because the answer is you. The answer is not out there and not about timing. I know that's not what you want to hear, but that's the highest thing you can hear. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to doing our private. I saw it was on the schedule. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
That was invaluable for everybody. Okay, Kate, New Mexico, what's up? What's up, babe?
Hey. I am going on the trip for tomorrow, so I'm excited. But sorry, I had now I'm ready. But last night I had horrible neuropathy on the soles of my feet. And I've never had that. And what is the energetic about nerve pain under your feet?
Why are you afraid to walk forward into this trip? What subconsciously is going on about, well, see, they're saying, again, subconsciously, you've absorbed all this stuff. Oh, travel so hard and everything's so congested. So,
right.
Again, guys, you do not want to leave on a trip without directing your day. You don't want to leave on a day of anything without directing your day.
Right.
So tomorrow, are you flying?
I'm driving, but it's far. It'll be 7 or 8 hours of driving.
Okay. Make sure you give yourself some breaks.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are directing easy, joyful flow. Okay.
Easy, joyful flow. Yeah, I'm going to Aspen. Have you been there? I've never been there, so it sounds beautiful.
Oh my God, it's stunningly beautiful.
Oh, great.
Great little shops. Oh my God, you'll love it, Kate. You'll love it. So they're saying, these are interesting words, walk freely into this adventure. Okay, walk freely into it.
Walk freely.
Yeah.
I just got tingles up my head, so.
Well, that's a good sign.
That's great. Yeah, and when you were talking about the light, I was singing, I grew up with the Godspell soundtrack.
Yeah.
So I was singing, I am the light of the world.
Yeah.
I am the light of the world.
Yeah, well, sing that about your trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You got it, didn't you? Yeah, good.
Yeah.
All right, have a
All
great
right.
time, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Great time. All right, Miss Susan in Niagara Falls, what's up?
Hi. Happy 4th of July, pre-4th of July day. Yay.
Indeed, everybody.
Well, my health is becoming much, much better. I'm feeling much better. There is just one concern that I have left that is an ongoing thing. That's my right knee, which I fell on last July. And I think I tore something in it because I had an MRI and my doctor said there was a tear in there. But I'm having trouble.
Okay, well, you don't think there is then. There is. Okay. Or what?
Okay, so sometimes I can walk and there's no pain. If I turn my leg a certain way or, you know, twist it the wrong way, sometimes I can't even put any pressure on my leg, and my right leg just doesn't want to work at all.
Okay.
So I'm using a cane sometimes and walking.
What does the doctor say about it?
Well, I haven't gone to a doctor that's just strictly for the knee. I've only gone to the chiropractor, adjusted it a couple of times, and said it was torn. You know, when she did the report for the MRI. So I'm thinking I probably need to go to a specialist or something. I don't know if I'm going to require surgery or what, but I'm having a
Well, when I say surgery, I get a no, but I think a doctor would be able to help you. And what they're showing me in the meantime is to get an ACE bandage and bandage your knee.
I have a knee brace that I wear.
Not a brace. Underneath the brace, try the ACE bandage. Don't put it too tight, but put it tight enough to give you a little more support.
Okay, and try that then underneath putting the brace on, because the brace helps some, but it doesn't always help me keep from turning the knee the way where it's, like
yeah.
I said, sometimes if my leg were like just
I got
braced,
it. I got it. I got it, Susan.
Yeah.
They're showing me the whole thing. So, again, there's a doctor, yes, you probably need to see a doctor now.
Do I need to see a specialist or in my knees, orthopedic?
Is that the right question? Yes.
A specialist, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay, well, I just wanted confirmation because I'm tired of not being able to walk around because I can't do anything.
Well, yeah, that's
you know, I can't.
You know,
I cannot.
That's a definition of I can't get where I want to go.
Exactly.
I want you to hear those words.
I can't get.
So you want to start saying to yourself, I walk easily into wherever I want to go.
And to wherever I want to go. I walk easily into wherever I want to go. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I will look to a therapist after I holiday.
And an ACE bandage. And an ACE bandage.
And put it, I have that. I can do that now. I can use those.
All right. Not too tight, but tight enough, you know, to give you some support. All right, baby. Thank you. All right, Miss Diana in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome, actually. How are you?
I'm good. Me too.
Good.
A lot of really good things going on. The last call, I think it was the last call, you mentioned information from the channel about just weird health things that are going on. So
yeah.
I actually have a question for my husband.
Uh-huh.
He has a fluid-filled cyst that is causing a lot of pain in his groin area. And I'm just wondering if there's any information from the channel on that. It kind of came up in a – we thought it was a hernia, and then it turned out to be this kind of weird place, weird thing.
We have to go to the body book. So usually I ask people to email me, but they're telling me I have to do it now. So are we going to a page number? We're going to page number 0 to 100, 100 to 2. 2 to 3, 250, 50 through 60, 60 through 70, 70 through 75, 70, 71, 272. Okay, hang on. Here, here, here. Okay, this is energetically what's behind it. Out of control. They have the fear that their emotional reactions to things are going to run roughshod over the environment. And it is particularly about all the crap that's going on in the world. He is getting really plugged in. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, he's very true. Yeah, very plugged in, but also a lot going on personally. So that it fits. It fits, I guess, how to help or how to.
Well,
is he getting the right medical treatment? He was on antibiotics and it still persists after finishing. He's got a follow up with, but he's seeing a urologist. Is that the right?
Yeah, that's the right question. Yes, a urologist is, and the treatment, the word they gave me is somewhat. It is somewhat the correct treatment. Now, guys, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm dispensing energetic information that comes into me. So you're your highest answer, and you always want to connect with your doctor for anything physical. But he feels out of control. And the more that you can help him realize that he has all the control over himself, the more you help him.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. There's his brother's going to be moving in with us with some very, you know, just personal challenges, and just any information on that for us?
Well, geez, not the highest choice for either one of you.
Yeah, I think that's part of it too. Okay. All righty.
So then we go to, I have to give up me to take care of others.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then if we don't address that, our body starts showing up to get our attention that we need to pay attention to taking care of ourselves first.
Right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yep. Got it. No, I, yeah. Okay.
All right, baby Kay. You bet.
All righty. Yep. Bye.
See, Miss Cheryl in Houston. Whoops. There you are. You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Remarkably or not, Paul asked almost exactly the question. No, well, not the question, but got almost exactly the answer that I think I was looking for. So I figure I must still need to ask it to get some new nuance brought in. So what I had written to
ask. That's not true, Cheryl. That's not true. You just need to know that you create everything in your life. Guys, how simply can I say it to get you to understand that it all starts within you first? So now, what did you want to ask?
Along those lines, I notice when I say I am the divine, powerful, vital God of me, I can, as long as I'm really careful to shift it from my head into my heart, which takes, you know, processing for me, I feel it all through my body, instant shift. Other stuff, I have more challenges embodying it. So the question was, does the channel have anything to say about how to embody more easily, more effectively?
Yes, go to love first.
Well, that's what I'm saying,
Well,
but the love is
no.
the thing that's the challenge for me, since I haven't really experienced that ever.
Oh, I don't believe that, Cheryl.
We've been through this before, and they could get a cat, and you became my love place, and then you,
Okay, so, all right, they're going to be kind of tough love with you here. So.
I'm ready.
Okay. If you keep telling yourself you can't experience love, then...
I don't tell myself that.
Okay, you're telling yourself it's hard to experience love and get to the feeling of love, right? It's
okay.
Hard.
Kind of, but okay, yeah.
Okay, but when you do that, that's you directing your energy to make it hard to feel love. So again, there's a part of you that's not realizing that you're the God of you and it has within you.
I get that. There's just a foreignness that I'm attempting to step into in terms of love. I'm not saying that it's hard. I'm like I've never seen anybody cook, so it's a little bit more challenging following a recipe unless there's a YouTube video of it. Does that make sense? Because one, you can experience and say,
sense.
Oh, I see how that's done.
It makes sense to you because you have to have it make sense. Love doesn't make sense. There's no
okay,
YouTube
so how to get
video.
Out of the head more.
Yes, which is exactly
so how do
what
I
told
yeah.
Paul.
That's
and
what I said. It was really trying to evolve. Yeah.
And you told me when you drop.
So how
down
do I get out of my
heart,
head more?
You, Cheryl, go to your love place. Now you're out of your head. You see how easy it is, but you've got to go there first. And we're all challenged during the day, guys. We're all challenged. We go back to our mind. We go, oh, I'm screwed here. Let me get back to my heart. Again, you go to your heart to find the answer. Then you direct your brain to create that. So the answer is, like for Paul, my divine timing, I can feel the love in my heart around my ability to create divine timing. Now, brain, create that. So, Cheryl, you want to drop into your heart, into your love place, and say, okay, this is what I create everything with. This is easy for me to get to. Love is easy for me to feel. Now, brain, create this with me. Tells the universe to create it with you. But you've got to tell yourself first. You can't keep saying it's hard because then it creates more hard. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. You
Thank
can do
you.
This, Cheryl. You can do this.
Okay.
You just have to choose to do it. All right, baby cakes.
Thank you.
You're You're welcome. We're going to Natalie in, whoops. Natalie, I'll come right back to you. Denise in Sacramento, the switchboard just flipped around on me. Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, baby cakes. You must.
Congratulations to your daughter.
Oh, thank you. I'm so thrilled. I just love him to death.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. That's so exciting.
Yeah, you know, she had to find her before she could find him.
Yeah.
Which pretty much sums up both her books. So.
Wow.
And isn't that exactly what we're talking about today?
We have
to find our own light, expand our own light in order to find the light out there. Right?
Wow.
Okay, what's your question?
So true. Gosh, I guess mine is a bit about along those lines. I've been doing really well and kind of healing my fears and stuff after having a stalker for about, God, I don't even know, 8 years or so. And I'm wanting, for the first time, really, I'm desiring a relationship with a man.
Great.
And so I guess what to cut to the chase, is there any insight that the channel can give me around, you know, whether I should start, whether simple relationships are in the cards for me, of just, you know,
okay, all right,
first,
all right,
or what?
So you see, this is what I mean, guys. Again, could you ask the universe what's in store for me? The universe is saying, I'm waiting for you to tell me. What do you want, Denise? What do you want? What does your heart want? If you had no fear of asking, what does your heart want?
I want, wow, that's a good question.
Exactly. You see?
I didn't realize I was arguing with myself. Because when I started to answer that, my thought that came back was, yeah, but you can't have that.
Yeah.
And
well,
so,
and that's what the universe hears. And so the universe goes, okay, well, I'll just wait. Because you're stuck.
Hmm.
That's why in Born, first chapter is the importance of knowing what you want and choosing what you want. Okay, so you want a relationship.
Yeah.
The highest word for you is safety.
Yes.
I am attracting a man who respects me and honors me and creates safety for me everywhere in my life because I am doing that for myself.
That's powerful.
It's very powerful. So you want to use your light and direct your light to know that you respect you and honor you and that you create yourself being safe in this world. Now, bring me all the people to me that are a match to that. Like Paul wants to bring to him all the people that are in alignment with selling that house easily and joyfully for a good price for him. But he's not in alignment with it yet.
Right.
Okay. So, again, Denise, and you've heard this a million times on the show, sit down, write out everything you want.
Okay, yeah.
Make sure that all is stated in the positive. And then in the next column, I am creating, and then copy what you said you wanted.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, from
Got
love.
It.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Helped a lot of people there. All right, Natalie in France. Whoops. There There you are.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
Thank you to everyone for all the calls before me, because everything was enlightening.
Shocker.
I have...
Shocker. Even if some are really reminders, but I see that I still need consistency in how I create, but I do see also that it's getting easier and easier, so I'm
good.
Happy with that. I have one situation. My bike got stolen yesterday, and I want to understand what I need to pay attention, if I can get it back, and paying attention to that situation.
First of all, you haven't directed getting it back. You see?
Not fully, no. Yeah.
Again, Guy, you're saying, oh, can I get it back? Can you ask the universe if I can get it back? And the universe is waiting for you to say, well, direct it. Maybe I can help you. That's one big through line for the show. The second one is almost everybody has brought up something about getting where you want to go.
Yeah.
What is your bike is a method of transportation. It gets you from one place to another. It gets you to where a destination where you want to get to, right? So
yeah.
Here's your core belief that's in the way of getting where you want to go. This page here. If it's good for me, I won't like it.
Okay.
So you are crossroads, Natalie, of creating a lot of good stuff for yourself. Do you know that?
I do feel it, yes.
Okay. You're becoming much more aware, much more conscious, and much more powerful in your own creation. And
yes.
You got scared.
Yes.
Okay, don't.
Okay.
You want to soar as high as you can soar, baby cakes. You want to get to the highest incarnation of creation on this planet. Don't we all? Let's claim that right now. I am, and I am creating the highest incarnation of freedom, success, completion on this planet. And so it is. You should see my pendulum. It's like a helicopter here going around and around. Okay. Now there's one more thing.
Yeah.
Sheets, book, give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Over the Rainbow.
Okay.
Somewhere, yeah.
Okay. Guys, if you're looking to the future, like right now you're looking in the future to wonder if your bike is coming back.
Yeah.
You create your bike with you right now. Okay? You feel
yep.
yourself on it.
Yeah.
You direct it to be locked up where it usually is. Okay?
Yeah.
Did you report it?
I did report it, and I put an ad on a local Facebook group that kind of looks out for things like that.
Yeah.
I started feeling myself with it, but it was really timid. It was a timid try, so I have to. I just have to feel more into it. Yeah.
Yep. I want you to start working with your light, guys.
Yeah,
it's really powerful. I know you're gonna. I'm gonna hear from you, because it's really, really powerful. Is there anything else? That's it, Natalie. Let me know, will you?
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you very much. Bye,
Dee. You're welcome, my darling. Okay, we're going to Aaron in Colorado. Whoops. This switchboard is weird today. Okay, you're on. Hi, babe.
Excited about freedom reminders tomorrow.
and yes. during the season. And my question concerns breathing. For me, I'm having difficulty in this area with severe sleep apnea, and then just checking even daytime oxygenation, it's low, and I see a pattern in myself of stopping breathing. And I'm wondering about if the channel has information about the energetic spiritual background connection to this.
This is a big past life thing where you were smothered.
Mm.
So you have to start training your brain. It's interesting, not I breathe the breath of life, I am the breath of life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yes, and with brain training, are there any particular therapies that might help with that? Biofeedback or?
Biofeedback definitely could help with that. And what I teach you guys really is biofeedback.
Yes.
Do you understand that everything I'm teaching you to do is based in science?
Yes.
It's expressed a lot in spiritual terms because they're really the same thing. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I say you're doing the breathing exercise every day, it goes to no. So how come? If you're trying to work on
started.
Your...
Yeah.
You what?
I'm new to your community, and I am incorporating that into my daily routine, but I haven't been able to do it every day.
No, you have been able to. You haven't chosen to, Karen.
Yes.
I love you, but I'm not letting
exactly.
you off of that one. Not
exactly.
The universe is very clear. If for some reason I am unable to do it in the morning,
mm-hmm.
The universe has clear directions for me to create the time and space to do it during the day. Now, that shows up as I get to an appointment early and I get to sit in my car and do the exercise. It shows up in all kinds of different ways, but usually I don't leave my room until I do it. So
mm-hmm.
you can set your alarm for 10 minutes earlier, dude. And if you
yes.
start your day, and then during the day, Erin, just make sure that you tell your brain, okay, I am breath. I take in full breaths. I am the breath of life. And remind yourself, even if you have to make your phone, you know, alarm go off, remind yourself
mm-hmm.
to breathe every hour. And I mean deep breaths. In for four, out for four. In for four, out for four. Now, the sleep apnea is a different thing. Hold on. Sheets, book, song. We're going to a play and we're going. Yeah, okay. They're taking me to South Pacific. I've got to wash that man right out. So basically what they're saying is you've got to wash the memory or breathe the memory of this past life out of your cells and replace it with. So if we were smothered in another life, if you're smothered, you're forcefully made to not get oxygen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to train your brain that I expand. Oh, these are really interesting words. I expand in the knowing of my breathing easily and joyfully. I expand in the knowing of my breathing easily and joyfully. In other words, nobody ever again will have control over your breath of life but you.
Great.
Got it?
Yes.
Now, in the meantime, you know, there's a lot of, and they're getting simpler and simpler and simpler, things on the market about that will help you with sleep apnea, because that affects
your
whole...
Yes, I have a CPAP.
Okay.
I have a CPAP machine.
Good for you, because that can affect your entire health, sleep apnea.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so they want us to balance everything around this show because so much has come in, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. All right, let's say it together. I love me. Come on, I love me.
That's
and I love me even
I love
more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.